Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Gospel today, we hear the parable of the wicked tenants, of the wicked vine dressers. But before Christ speaks this parable, we see that several chapters before in the Gospel of Matthew, Christ has been preaching. He's preached the Beatitudes on the Sermon on the Mount, and he has been preaching all throughout Judea, and healing and preaching. And he is continually being rejected and told to leave. And eventually, just a few chapters before where we hear today, he comes into the temple and begins preaching several parables, including this one. So this is the context where we hear this parable. We have the multitudes, the disciples around him, his followers, but also the Jewish leaders, the Jewish elders who would be in the temple hearing Christ preach this parable. And in the parable, we hear that Christ tells them and us today that he gives this parable of a man who has purchased a plot of land to build a vineyard. He builds a hedge to protect it. He digs a hole for the winepress. He builds a tower. And eventually he hires servants who are to bear fruit of this vineyard. And when this owner sends servants to them, they reject it. They reject the servants. They stone the servants. They beat and even kill some of the servants. And when the owner finally says, "I will send my son," they also kill the son. They seize his inheritance and take it for themselves. And Christ is preaching this parable in the temple, and the audience there, especially the Jewish elders and the Jewish leaders there, would have immediately understood the context of this parable. And when we look at what the Holy Fathers tell us about this parable, we see the exact same thing. St. John Chrysostom and St. Theophylact, they confirm that Christ is speaking this parable about Israel, that Israel is the vineyard, that the hedge was the law, the Torah that was placed around them to protect themselves, to separate themselves from the idolatry of the nations. The winepress is the altar. The tower is their temple. And the servants that the owner sent, that God sends, are all the prophets and holy figures that were sent to them all throughout the Old Testament, who they rejected, who they stoned, and who they killed. Then God sends his son, Christ, who is standing there in front of them. God sends his son to them. And what is incredibly indicting about this passage is that Christ says that the tenants of Israel, they recognize the son. They recognize the heir. They know that he is the heir, and they want to seize him. They want to seize that inheritance. So we see Christ preaching or speaking this parable as a great indictment of Israel, and that this vineyard will then be restored and fulfilled, not replaced, but fulfilled as the new Israel, as the church built on him, built on Christ himself, as the stone that the builders rejected has now become the head cornerstone. So this new vineyard, this new Israel, the church, the Orthodox Church, is this great gift that Christ has given us into the world. It is what Israel was supposed to be all along, a light among the Gentiles. And Christ in this parable is giving quite the indictment of Israel for failing to bear that fruit. Yet we must remember that we must never be triumphant in our understanding that of the new vineyard, of the new Israel as the church, as us gathered around today, and as the church has existed now for 2,000 years. We must never be triumphant in this understanding of the new vineyard as the church. For every single word that Christ speaks to the Jews today can and must be applied to our own lives as well. Christ is speaking not just to the Jews today, but to us. What type of fruit are we bearing? Are we the proper tenants of God's vineyard? This is the question that we must always ask ourselves, the question that we must always ask ourselves is, are we bearing that fruit? And yet, when we look at this parable, we actually see that there is an even deeper meaning to this parable. There's an even deeper meaning to this parable as an image of our own lives, of our own souls and our own hearts, of our own family and our own home. That it isn't just the church that is the new Israel, the new vineyard, but that this new vineyard is our lives as well. In the 20th century, the Orthodox Church saw more persecution than it had had in the previous 19 centuries. More martyrs were killed in just the 60 years of Bolshevism and communism in Eastern Europe and in Romania and all throughout, all the way from Romania to Siberia. More martyrs were killed than the previous 19 centuries combined. And when we see the accounts of those martyrs, we see an incredible, of course, confession and faith and eternal witness to Christ. But what also stands out is not just the lives of those martyrs. We see the lives of regular people, of husbands and wives and families, and how they live under this incredible persecution and totalitarian control of the society around them. And they live their lives as if their own life and their own family and their own home was that vineyard that Christ speaks of today. That their souls and their hearts and their family were hedged with prayer, with constant prayer. That wine press that Christ speaks of today was the altar that they would build in their own homes. The tower is turning their homes into a church. And those servants that God would send them were the holy tradition that had been passed down to them that they refused to compromise on. The scriptures, the Bibles that they would hide from the authorities, the icons that they would continually put up and then put back down for fear of the authorities, the prayer books, the liturgical texts, going to liturgy when it potentially cost them their lives, protecting themselves, their hearts, and their souls, and their families by understanding that they too, that their own lives were the new vineyard. And although we may not face that same persecution, God forbid, but we must continue to emulate that same ethos, that same spirit that guided those Christians and all Christians for the last 2,000 years. The spirit that lives their life as a vineyard where everything in our life could be taken away at any given second. Everything in our life could be taken away at any moment. This is how they live their lives, and this is how we must live our lives as well. This is how we bear fruit. This is how we live our lives as a vineyard, not just in the church, but our own lives and with our families. For remember that the heir is coming. Christ has given us this incredible gift of his church, of the new Israel. He's also given us the vineyard of our own lives and our own families and our own homes. Protect them, guard them, hedge them with prayer. Build that altar, that tower inside your home. Have icons in your home. Read the scriptures. Read the lives of the saints. Guard your hearts. Guard your souls. Protect them and hedge them. Through the prayers of the Holy Fathers, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.